Good morning, everybody. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about slowing down in this busy holiday period and how it can actually help your mental state. Let's get into it. Okay, guys, I wanted to talk a bit about slowing down over the holiday period. You know, this is that weird time of the year where, you know, it feels like you're just out of control. I'm pretty sure the dyslexic world or the neurodiverse world actually named it the silly season because, you know, so much of your routine just gets thrown out the window because there are so many different demands, so many things come in from sorting out holidays that you're going on to trying to get everything done before Christmas to trying to organize your family. It just becomes a massive mix-up. You know, there are more social events than usual, so if you are naturally a bit more introverted, it can be challenging because you're around a lot of people and then you kind of need to step back and kind of re-energize yourself. So there's a lot of stuff that'll be going on in your life. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how do you balance that? How do you actually come to some mental relaxation terms? And I think, you know, for me personally, like I struggle around this season sometimes, and you know a lot. You know, you do have those times of relaxation and rest throughout this period, usually around after Christmas, usually after Christmas dinner. But you know, you need to make sure you balance it because it's so simple to get stuck in trying to do all this stuff for other people, go to events that you don't really want to go to, you know, get stuck in actually not living what you want and just reacting, because that's our standard protocol. Majority of us are reactionary. We aren't directionary. Is that a real word? Well, it is now, you know. So it's up to you to actually remind yourself what is truly valuable and what you're actually trying to achieve. So for me, I've mentioned this in the past, you know, getting fit and is on the wall, getting the business to a certain point is on the wall. And I have to be, it's my job to keep that front of mind, even in this crazy period. And what I'm going to see and what I'm already seeing is when that does miss, you know, when I don't align with that or when I forget about it or I don't keep it front of mind, whether it be meditation, whether it be just a couple of minutes of visualization in the morning, it's very, very easy to get lost in living other people's lives. You know, and following what other people are doing, thinking, okay, it's, yeah, let's just do that, and just agreeing out of automation, you know, automatically saying, yeah, I'll do that, and you look back and go, actually, is that actually taking me towards or away from what I'm doing? And what is really important over this period is to be able to say, it's taking me away, so no, I'm going to slow down. It's like today at work, I've purposefully just put my three goals in my diary. I've already achieved one of them for the day that I want to achieve. And as long as I get through those three things, I'm happy. There are other things I'm going to do today, of course. I don't just do three things and then go to bed, which would be nice, of course. But, you know, those are the three things that are on my list that if I can get done today, they'll be moving me towards mainly my fitness goals, my income goal for next year, getting everything set up, and also my coaching goal, you know, towards helping more people. You know, I've got these three clear goals and I'm trying to move myself towards it because I know over the weekend, I definitely wasn't focused on it. And I find the weekend for me personally is the most challenging period because it's like the week, you know, I find it easier to routine myself Monday to Friday and then Saturday and Sunday, we're kind of trained that you sleep in or you do something different or you're doing this, you're doing that, and everything kind of gets thrown out of balance, especially at this time where people are calling on your time and they want to spend time with you. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it does affect us. You know, it does throw us kind of out of rotation. You imagine the world is spinning on an axis. It's like the world goes off its axis for a couple of days sometimes. So being able to slow down and actually say less is more and actually start to be happy with yourself to say, hey, it's actually okay if I don't do anything or if I take a knee and just relax and get less done, because most of the pressure in our lives is self-driven. It's our minds putting out these things that we think we should do, and if we can't do them, we're not good enough. And so we should work harder and do more and do more and do more. And all it leads to is pain, frustration, struggle. And what I, you know, what I've learned over the years is my best days, and they're not every day, I'll be honest, but my best days are where I go, actually, I'm going to do less today, but I'm going to do the right things that I want to do today. And then I get to the end of the day and go, wow, that actually really worked. That was a great day. I got those three things ticked off, you know. And I'm sure over the world, there's always someone saying, you know, you could have done more. And, you know, I could have. And what I've got really used to is the term, so what? And it's interesting when you dig into people, you know, going, so what? So what? And, you know, you dig into what people are actually trying to say to you. It's not what you think they're trying to say. And it's not even what they're potentially thinking they're trying to say, because, you know, most of them would be desperate to be able to say, so what, in their own lives. And, you know, it's a real balancing act of how you do it. And it takes practice. It takes time. But if you can get to it, you actually realize, you know, less can be a lot more in the long run. It can get you to where you want to go quicker. It's like, you know, I've been using this example of traveling from LA to New York. You know, you can take, many of us are taking the scenic route, going up and down, and then we get lost on the scenic route and going back. But sometimes it's okay just to go, hey, there are three stops I've got to pass today. I'm actually only going to do 3 miles of driving, which, as you, if you've ever driven, it's not very far if you're doing a cross-country trip. But it can be better than driving 40 miles in the wrong direction, going up and down and getting stuck in different roads that you're unaware of. So sometimes it's better to do that 3 mile journey, stop, have a cup of coffee, a drink, or whatever you want, and start again tomorrow. It's important to take those days as they come and make sure those days exist. You know, if you can build a few of those into your week, you'll be a lot happier, be it at work, in your life, or whatever it is. It's the days, as I say, where we end up doing 40 miles and not actually getting any further towards where we're going that really hurt us. So over the silly season, make sure you actually commit to it. If you haven't actually drawn where you want to go on your wall, I truly say do it. Go and grab some paper. You know, I don't have much paper in my house, I'll be honest. But, you know, I love it when I get something in the mail, because the best part of that is I can use it on the back of the mail. I can draw. So I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good use. I just draw what you're actually thinking you want. What does it look like? Don't write it. What does it look like? So really take some time, think about it, and make progress.